Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Again, some of the words of our gospel reading today from Luke chapter 24, as the disciples were talking about these things, about the events of Easter, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." And then a little later on, he opened up their minds to understand the scriptures and said, "And thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." This is God's word. Please be seated. A young boy once received a brand new toy starship as a gift for his birthday. It was exactly what he had wanted and asked for, the flagship of that particular line of toys, with all of the best characters and with lots of innovative little features. There was this little laser gun that popped out and glowed red on the end, and it even made laser sounds. Lights actually would light up the bridge of the ship. And a hangar deck had a little door that opened, and it revealed little fighter spacecraft inside. Everything the boy wanted. He had been waiting for this gift, and he could not wait to open this new toy and begin to use it to explore all of these pretend universes all around his house. But then reality hit home. It was a school night, the worst kind of night for a kid to have a birthday. And his parents said that he would have to go to bed and that he could play with his new toy after school the next day, which to a kid, that's like infinity and beyond, right? Well, the boy had a hard time sleeping that night as he thought about his new toy starship. And the next day, as he was going to school, all he could think about was all the fun that he was going to have when he finally got home so he could play with this thing, but that still seemed to him like years into the future. And the boy's little mind hatched a brilliant plan. There was a way for him to get to his toy more quickly. All he had to do was to lie to his teacher and tell her that he was sick. And so he did. The boy pretended to be sick. His mother was called. She came and picked him up and took him home from school. So far, so good. His plan is working to perfection. In our gospel reading today, from Luke chapter 24, the disciples were discussing together sightings of Jesus that had occurred that day. Two of them had been walking along the road to Emmaus, and they had seen Jesus, and they were all marveling at the stories that were coming in. And as they were discussing these things, suddenly there was Jesus standing right there in the midst of them, risen and living. And the disciples, we are told, disbelieved for joy. They could not believe what they were seeing. And it's not hard for us to understand their joy, is it? My goodness, if any of us suddenly saw a deceased loved one back from the dead and standing in our midst, we would also experience a disbelieving joy. And what's perhaps harder to understand, though, in our gospel reading is why Jesus, in the midst of all of this joyous Easter reunion and celebration, why he would bring up a rather Lenten subject like repentance. When he says, "Repentance and the forgiveness of sins must be proclaimed in his name to all the nations." Seems like we're going backwards to Lent as we hear these words. And it's not just the gospel reading that brings up this subject of repentance. If you were listening, in our first reading from the book of Acts, Peter was preaching at the temple gate that the worshipers should repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And in the epistle reading, St. John reminds his readers that Christ appeared for what reason? To take away sin. And that those who abide in him must put away their sins and practice righteousness instead. In other words, repent. And even in the intro today, from Psalm 4, it speaks of a joy that comes in the morning, but only after a night of weeping. It seems pretty clear that our fathers in the faith who planned all of this for Easter, the third Sunday after Easter, really intended to put these two things side by side for us, repentance and joy. Even as Jesus himself, in the midst of all of his disciples' Easter joy, introduced to them the need to talk and to preach repentance. Why? Well, consider our little birthday boy and his starship. The boy, having lied at school about being sick, was brought home by his mother and tucked into bed. But no sooner than was he in bed than he began asking his mother about getting out that new toy. Which, of course, is when his mother saw right through his son's deception and confronted him. How is it that moms know these things? And now what is the boy supposed to do? He's feeling panic and guilt, and he's faced with a dilemma. Should he own up to his lie, or should he dig in deeper? His instinct, inherited from Adam, was to keep his lie alive, and so he insisted to his mom that no, he really was sick. So she took his word for it, left him alone in the room with a guilty conscience and without the toy. About the only thing worse than admitting your guilt is trying to live with a guilty conscience. Guilt introduces fear into our lives. It makes us irritable and angry. It shuts down our life with God, our prayer and our worship life, because we can't bear to be in the presence of a holy God bearing the guilt that we do. And you have to try to justify yourself all the time. And it's bad enough having to try to justify yourself to other people, but justifying your behavior to yourself, it's a miserable circumstance. As King David discovered when he said in Psalm 32 that his guilt made it feel like his bones were wasting away inside of him. This is also our starship birthday boy's dilemma. And maybe you can start to see now the connection between repentance and joy. You see, the Lord Jesus came and he died and he rose to free us from this dilemma. From having to ask whether we should dig deeper into our lies or whether we should just own up to what we've done. Jesus has risen. We don't face this dilemma anymore. The resurrection of Jesus brings joy, but it's not a joy that's divorced from repentance. Well, you know, as joyful as those disciples were when they saw their risen Savior, their joy was not yet complete just because Jesus was alive. And perhaps this was part of their disbelieving joy. You see, they had failed their Master. They had vowed to stick with him through thick and thin, but instead they ran away at the moment he needed them. They abandoned him. They denied him. They failed him. Their behavior had been despicable. And now, as he stands before them again, alive, oh yes, they are joyful, yeah, but they're still dealing with a whole bunch of guilt for their failure. They are like our little boy who is caught in their sin. And their joy will be completed and filled up only when they hear the words of Jesus, "Peace to you." Those words were the salve that they needed to heal their hearts and for their joy to be complete. All is well. Peace to you. We are at peace because you're forgiven. The young boy stewed away in his room, with feelings of guilt and regret. He knew that he had lied to his teacher and his mother, but he decided finally that he needed to make it right, but he was so afraid to do so. He was so ashamed of what he had done and afraid of exposing his sin. But the boy also knew his mom and his dad, who had always told him it's better to be honest and to be forgiven than to have to hold on to your guilt. So he got out of bed, he went downstairs to his mom, and he admitted what he had done. It was terrifying for him at first. But once the sin was off of his chest, and his mom embraced him in love and forgiveness, the boy's joy was now restored. He was forgiven, and he learned that joy is full and complete only in repentance and in being forgiven. And how much greater is the joy, our joy, when we remember that for the sake of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. That's what King David experienced in Psalm 51. When he confessed his sin, and then God restored to him the joy of his salvation. God has spared no expense to pay the debt you owe. For all of those times when you failed Jesus in your words and thoughts and actions. For those times when he called you to stand up for him, but instead you fled. For those times when he called on you to confess his name, but instead you denied him for fear of what others might think of you. God has accepted Jesus' sacrifice for the sins of the world, and his payment is enough. It is sufficient. There is no more payment that needs to be made. Jesus, who was dead, is alive again because all your sins are accounted for. Peace to you. Peace to you, whatever it is that you did or didn't do, however it is that you failed Jesus, don't stew in the guilt, but confess it and believe that Christ was raised for you. Because as strange as it sounds, there is joy in repentance, and no joy can be complete without repentance. That is the joy that fills up to the brim, the joy of Easter. Peace to you. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.